A popular Outcast production.
Another episode of Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter.
Wicked, wicked.
Yeah?
Yeah. I am your host, Mike Carpenter. And I am here with special guests.
Yeah, I'm special.
Justin, the body, Strasser.
That's close.
I'm trying to think of Justin the Iceman.
Justin the Iceman. I like that.
of Serving Ice Podcast.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Oh, they can't respond.
Find him.
Yeah, just find us.
I found him.
I've been located.
But, so we have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about. I was kind of talking about your podcast a little bit.
Really?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. I think we have a healthy growth, and I like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you guys have way more listeners than I do. Might have fallen.
Yeah, it's been a nice ride.
Indeed.
So, but it's been going well. I like the stuff we put up. I think there's only ever been one episode where I'm just like, this is just crap,
yeah.
And we should not put this episode up, but everything else has been really good on the episodes, and I like the people we talk to, I like that Bill was a part of it as well, and it's just a fun time. Podcasting is good.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
It's a nice way to have conversations with your friends.
Hooray! I should mention, we're in Dunkin' Donuts.
Should we?
Why?
That undisclosed location.
Well, no, but, like, we don't know where this Dunkin' Donuts is. There's a lot.
Everybody has a Dunkin' Donuts.
I assume.
Everybody's got that track across, or that town across the streets with the Dunkin' Donuts.
With that double D.
Dunkin'
Donuts. Let's talk about stand-up, then. How are my moms and stuff, open mics.
Okay.
How's that going? I liked your two poems. They were fun.
Yes.
Did I ever read those? Are these old?
Those are relatively new.
Oh, okay.
One was written last year, and then one was written probably a couple years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, something like that.
Okay.
That's going... I love doing the open mic stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
I want to do some more stand-up.
I think you should, because your stand-up was my favorite thing that you've done so far.
Really?
The first kid story you told.
Yeah.
But I think that was more because of Bill's reaction than the story itself.
Yeah.
I just like you were just demolishing Bill. Like.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You know you're funny when you destroy Bill.
Well, yeah, but like, you ruined Bill. Like, you might have taken a year off his life or so.
I hope so. I mean, no. I like that sentiment, but I don't want him to die
a
year earlier.
I understand, yes.
Yeah. But I love the open mic. It's a good place for people, and I love that it is expanding.
Yeah, because they have, Dave Ross is going to be there in May, I think.
May 7th?
Then Nick Rehack is recording his album there.
In April.
I'm opening for Nick.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
I have prior plans. I'm going to be in New York City.
Oh, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Or is this non-podcast material?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we can talk about it, but I just don't remember what we're doing. I'm going up with Cody Crosser.
Oh. But you don't know why.
I forget why.
Oh, fuck it. Cool.
We're doing something. We're renting a hotel room, and maybe we're gonna do hookers and blow. Yeah. I don't know. Probably not. That's not something we do.
Or is it?
What?
Or is it?
That's. I love the mystery.
I think my voice is probably unhearable. It's so low.
I can
hear your. Yeah, I don't know. Too much bass. I need to lose the bass in my voice. But, yeah, open mics are fun. I enjoy them. I didn't perform at the last one, sadly.
Why not?
I didn't have any written material. Like, pretty much anything I had. I wrote 3 jokes, one of which was kind of funny. Okay, so here, let me run the joke by you quick. And I'll run this. I don't give a fuck if it's on the podcast.
Sure.
Do you know who Muzzy is? Do you know what Muzzy is?
No.
God damn it.
Should I?
Yes.
Remind me what it is.
Muzzy, there used to be this commercial that ran in, like, the 90s, 2000s. It was like, it ran for like 20 years or some shit. There was this dumb little language program for young kids called Muzzy, and it was pretty much essentially what it actually was just this stupid like British cartoon that they just dubbed in different languages. And then
I don't remember that at all.
And well, see, there's this commercial where like, hi, this is Muzzy, blah blah blah, and Muzzy, and it shows the cartoon, and it has a little girl like, chez la jeune fille, and she points to herself, and this woman's like, that's right, that's French these kids are speaking. And no, they're not French, they're American. But you don't remember that commercial? It ran on Nickelodeon more than anything else. It was one of the
I wish I remember that
God
commercial.
Damn it. See, I had this great Muzzy joke because I thought like everyone knew who Muzzy was. As well, everyone our age, like everyone in my age bracket would know who Muzzy is because of one of the most ran commercials for like 20 years, high rotation on every children's network, period. Especially Nickelodeon. It was a huge thing on Nickelodeon.
I don't know why. I watch Nickelodeon all
everyone
the time.
Everyone I've asked so far has no idea what the fuck Muzzy is.
Are you sure this is a real thing?
It really is. I even like Googled the commercial. And it's
a real commercial?
It's a huge commercial. Okay. I was like, oh, I remember that. And the people, like, there's t-shirts for this commercial.
Like, really?
People loved that commercial. And so I have this whole joke about how, like, how I miss when commercials were used to condescend you. And about how, like, this little girl's like, chase me, Lashy, and she. I'm like, yes, no shit. That means I'm a young girl. Way to condescend, bitch. Like, and then like this woman's like, that's right, that's French these kids are speaking. And no, they're not French, they're American. And then it's like, fucking. Like, I just have this whole bit about this, like, condescending commercials. But, like, I'm like, oh, fuck, no one knows what the hell Muzzy is. God damn it.
Maybe you should show the commercial before.
Yeah, but then that kind of, like, takes the... Actually, someone else said that also. You should play the commercial first. I'm like, well, that fucking takes, like, the joke out of it. I assume it's a huge part of pop culture that everyone... watched that goddamn commercial 8,000 times when they were children.
Maybe you just haven't asked the right people yet.
Maybe not, but I asked Bill, and Bill's like older than me.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, I figured Bill might not know it because he's older than me.
Did he watch Nickelodeon?
Well, but he would have been 10 years older than me when I was watching it. So, you know, blah. And I asked a couple kids who are younger, and of course if they're younger, they wouldn't know it because, yeah. I mean, even though it's still, I think it still runs. Like, it's a fucking...
I don't know why it sounds like an amazing commercial.
Oh, it is. It's the best. It's just this dumb little... It was almost like a little infomercial kind of style thing. You know, like a little blue screen. Oh, call blah, 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 blah for money. Yeah. You know, but it was just like this cheesiest 80s commercial ever. It was great. And you know, all it was just like this dumb like little like this dumb little British like just crappy, awful animated cartoon that would just like be like, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but then they just dubbed it in like 7 different languages, and so you would just like watch it in a different language, and then you would learn that language. Bunny ears learn.
Bunny ears.
I'm using a lot of hand motions for my podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
makes good episodes.
But I love that joke. I think it's a strong joke if you know who Muzzy is.
Yeah.
But if you don't know who Muzzy is,
once you explained it to me, and then you told me the joke, I think that joke's really funny.
Well, yeah, and like, and I know the entire joke by heart, or the entire commercial. Like, I know the entire dialogue of that commercial. Because I've seen it so like Mike Bennett would get that commercial because I know he watched a lot of Nickelodeon.
I mean, I did too, though. I can recite the Stick Stickley song.
See, it played in between that shit. I Wikipedia'd because you can Wikipedia the commercial. The commercial has its own Wikipedia page.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it ran for like I think almost 20 years in high syndication on like most children network, especially.
Maybe I have. Maybe if I watch it,
I guarantee
if
you YouTube it right now, you'd be like, "Ah, Muzzy!" Like. There's no way you wouldn't know it. But the thing is, like, I assume, like, everyone kind of knows it by heart. Everyone just knows that. Chase me, Lashy, and Fee, that stupid fucking little bitch, talking about, like, I'm a young girl. Shut up, woman. Where is she now?
Where is she?
And I just have this whole ranty bit about getting pissed off, about being condescended by this commercial.
I want to see the true Hollywood story on her.
Yeah, I know. And the woman, that's right. That's French these kids are speaking. And no, they're not French. They're American. Like, she just says it like such a bitch.
I love it.
Yeah.
That was the only joke that you had then?
Oh, well, I had that whole thing, but I wasn't planning on telling that one then. I was going to wait to tell that one because I didn't have it like completely honed out. But then I had, let me consult my phone.
Yeah, I was going to turn mine off too.
Oh, I was going to look up my jokes. I had a couple about stuff I shouldn't talk about at the open mic. Well, I'll tell you off podcast, oh, okay. I suppose. I have a fantasy football joke.
You?
Yeah. So, hey, have you all heard about fantasy football? and just like wait for applause because it's awkward and stupid. Like, it's just like, obviously everyone has heard about fantasy football, so that's like just like the law. And like, yeah, I think until there are dragons added, they should change the name of fantasy football to stupid football statistics game.
I like that.
I think it's a good joke.
Yeah.
Like, I had like a whole bit about it. I'm like, I should just shorten it to one fucking one-liner, because really that's all it all comes down to. There's no dragons. It shouldn't be called fantasy football. Obviously, you can see how that could be expanded upon. You get into whole like orcs and you do whatever you want to do. But I think it just works better as a one-liner. But that's pretty much all I had. Just those two. Like, I wrote nothing.
Or maybe you should be really excited about fantasy football and then in the middle of the joke look it up. No, never mind.
Yeah. But
I'm so excited about this fantasy football. I hear there's dragons in the game.
Just get it. Like, I don't think that's in my character. I don't know what my character is, but I don't think that's in my character. My character is not whimsical whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's no whimsy in my character.
Yeah.
So I just want to like just do a couple more jokes, like try out some new shit for this next open mic, and then there'll be Nick's thing. And for Nick's thing, I actually want to do like a good set. Like, I want to do a solid set. So I'm gonna go back over all of my old stand-up shit, pick out all the jokes I like the best, and work out like try to do a somewhat solid set.
That's kind of my goal.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have a set where I don't look at my notes, where I don't look at my phone, and solid, and be able to do it without any kind of weird, awkward, oops, forgot my line.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I want to take like all like, because like I got really wordy with some of the jokes that I did like early on, and I think if I broke them down into two sentences, like 2 to 3 sentences each, I think they'd work a lot better. Like the whole Sandy Hook joke, I think works a lot better as just like a quick 2-line thing. Just like as in like, you know, like I just hate how piercings are becoming a trend. You can't go into Hot Topic anymore without seeing more children or, you know, more kids with holes in them, and blah blah blah. Like just like work it into like, just condense it into 2 sentences that work really well. Oh, obviously word it better than I just did, but like, you know, take the concept, break it down and condense it into like the funniest bits of the joke, and then just do that with all the old jokes, so I just have like a somewhat tight set.
Do you like one-liners better, or do you like stories?
No, I prefer one-liners. Okay. I have one that I'm working on now that is going to be like, it is an entire set that's one joke and one story, and I don't know how it's going to pay off. And again, I'll talk about it here, I don't give a fuck, like, it's not going to ruin jokes, like, boo. My listeners are going to know my joke. But I just want to talk about how...
I'll steal them all.
Oh, I don't care. Good. So the premise of the joke is... So I got pulled over the other day. And the cop says to me... He pulls me over. He's like, you know, I pulled you over. I'm like, no. And he's like, you know, you have a guilty face. Here. And because I get told all the time I look guilty. I hate that. I hate people like,
what does that mean?
I don't know.
Is it because of the piercings?
No, I don't. People, I don't know. Plugs? I guess I was worried or something. People tell me I have a guilty face. And so the cop asked me, you know, he's like, why is it you look guilty? And I just want to go into everything, like just break down my childhood and all these awful things and talk about like just like really like sad, deep childhood shit that like why I feel guilty, and then just go on like on. If I can cry on stage, that'll be worth it. Like, that's the point. I want to get myself to cry and break down and get in this whole like deep thing. Will take like 7 minutes. Just tell 7 minutes of like awful childhood shit about why I'm guilty, why I have all this guilt in my life. And then at the end of the joke, I don't know how to end it though. And like, and then at the end of the joke, I just be like, oh, and then I got. They let me go, or then like I made them cry, or then like.
Is your goal to make people laugh during that time?
No. That entire time,
you want it to be awkward.
I want it to be super awkward, and then just like just have a quick, blah, that breaks like all of that awful tension, and then just makes a joke out of it. And again, I don't know what it'll be. I think I just want to end the whole joke with, and still got a fine or something. I don't know. You know, whatever. Just like. Just end it with some line that just like breaks something funny. I forget who I was talking to. I think I was talking to either Nick or Justin or Bill about that.
And, Justin.
Yeah. Whoever I talked about loved the premise of it. Or no, it was Andrew Smith. I'm talking about Andrew Smith. And yeah, he loves the premise. Because I just want to get like more. I want to get more personal in my joke telling. But I don't want to.
More personal than waterboarding yourself when you're 8?
I like that. I think no, I was happy with that set. I just didn't like that it was more of a storytelling than it was a stand up set. And if I could condense that in actual jokes, I would. But like, I think most of my jokes lately haven't been any kind of personal. They've just been like funny little quips. And fun. They're just fun one liners and quips, but they're not like. Jesus. Bathroom noises. Yeah, but they haven't been like. Dude, it's just in the corner.
Yeah.
Changing locations. This will be fun to listen to. changing locations. We're moving in the restaurant. Bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop, bleep, bleep.
Hey.
Yeah, that'll be noisy. But anyway, so yeah, I just want to get more personal and everything. And so I think, like, if I could, like, just make this really awkward, awful, like, just devastating set that'll just, like, depress people to pieces, but then just end it with something that would be super fucking funny. But again, like, and I'd have to be, like, I talk, like Bill. Bill will do, like, a 5-minute set, which the entire set is a story leading up to a punchline. That, like, like to him, he knows it's going to work. He knows it's going to knock it all apart. But me, like, I question myself way too much that I don't know if the jokes are going to hit. So I couldn't, like, to me, I can't imagine, like, just sitting up there and talking for, like, 5 to 7 minutes, hoping that the last sentence will make people laugh and have a payoff. Because that would make me so nervous.
Because you've never done that.
Because what if it fails?
Yeah.
And then you're just wasted.
And then... And then just, you literally will have crickets.
Yeah, exactly. And not like just crickets, but like angry crickets.
And people are looking, who are going to look at each other and are like, what the fuck is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm worried about doing
that. Is he
that.
The new Ben Beamer?
But yeah, oh God. Aw.
Aw.
No trash talk. But yes. But yeah, like, I'm just, I don't know, I'm worried about doing that kind of shit. But yeah, do you have any plans for upcoming open mic stuff?
I've been wanting to do another spoken word piece for a while.
Yeah.
But I just haven't written it, and I haven't prepared it. I haven't prepared anything since the second open mic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everything I've done has been like, all right, I don't have anything planned. I'm just going to grab this kid's story, and I'm going to read it this month. I don't have anything planned. I'm going to put some jokes together really quick that I've been thinking about for a while and see if that works.
Like, do you get nervous about it?
Dude.
You don't seem to be nervous.
Dude, the first time I did stand-up, I got sick after.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because I got there late, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do anything. So right before I left work, I put together some of my favorite punchlines and jokes that I've told before.
Mm-hmm.
And, when they put me up there, I'm like, I'm so nervous. So nervous.
Like, do you get nervous when you tell the children's stories?
No.
Like, not children's stories, but like...
I mean, they're...
Well, for the listeners, like, who don't know who you are, I don't know if I have any listeners who don't know who you are, realistically, but...
I'm Justin.
No, but like, you know, like, you read stories that you wrote when you were, like, 12 years old and shit, which are hilarious, and they're just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, like, you don't get nervous when you read those?
No.
I mean, you know they're gonna work.
I mean, the first one I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The first one I was like, eh, people are going to laugh at this.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
I should plug, what's the YouTube channel? My Mom Official?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I don't know, just search on YouTube, NMMOM.
Yeah, you should be able to find it by that way.
Yeah. And then just like look up all the old videos and shit. There's like hours of entertainment on there.
Yeah, there is, yeah. I didn't think... I thought it would get some chuckles. That's about it.
Do you run the YouTube?
Yeah.
But you don't know what it is? I was going to say, don't you run the YouTube channel?
Well, I know that the Gmail is Mike's No Mic Open Mic, but I think it's... But I think that actual URL is M-N-O-M-M Official.
Yeah, My Mom Official.
I think.
Yeah. I hate calling it My Mom. I despise it. I hate that. I don't know why. That's why I try to refer to it as The Open Mic.
Yeah. Yeah, that first one, jeez.
Coffee noises. It's getting real.
See, the secret of this, the actual secret is that we are actually not in a coffee house, that we're just putting those noises in afterwards.
Oh, yeah, this is all
And we're post. Reacting.
Putting in post.
Here's a couple more. Jeez, what was that noise?
Burp.
Did you hear that one? Yeah, but yeah. The story, I didn't think it would actually get that many laughs. Mm-hmm. I was like, I've read this before to my friend to cheer her up, Ashley.
Yeah.
And she loved it. And I'm like, maybe people will like it, and maybe I'll get some chuckles. But I didn't expect it to go over as well as it did.
Yeah.
But when I did stand-up the first time, I also didn't expect it to go over as well as it did.
Mm.
I was like, there's some good stuff in here. Maybe I'll get some laughs. And if it... Oh, yeah. I do that a lot.
I know.
Maybe I'll get some laughs. And if it doesn't, then... you know, whatever.
Mm.
It was fun. And I was nervous. And then afterwards, Bill and Dylan, I think a couple other people went to the brewery. the brew pub.
Oh, okay.
And I had to have Dylan take me home because I felt so sick.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I can't see you getting nervous.
I was really nervous the first time as well.
I don't know if I've ever known you to be a nervous person, though, either.
I get nervous in weird situations.
Yeah.
I was nervous when I went up to our friend, you know, Thad.
Yeah. I saw his parents yesterday.
I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah. Talked to him for a while.
But Thad in college did a radio show,
mm-hmm.
and I went up to be a special guest, and I was incredibly nervous to be a guest on a radio show that probably had five listeners. Radio. Yeah.
Yes, I did college. I did, you know, QSU.
And I was nervous to meet Mick Foley from WWE.
Oh, I love Mick Foley.
Yeah. He was at Knoebels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he loves Knoebels.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Let's plug Knoebels. Fun, food, and fantasy. Knoebels Amusement Resort. Located in, what's the city?
Ealysburg.
Is that a city, town? What is that?
It's a
borough.
I think it's a
burg.
It's a village.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know.
Ealysburg, Pennsylvania.
Ealysburg. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Fun food and fantasy.
But I was nervous meeting him. But not reading the story. Second time I did stand up, I wasn't all that nervous.
Yeah.
But the first time we did the open mic that first night, and I was the opener.
Mm.
I was so incredibly nervous. It was ridiculous.
Huh. Yeah, because like I'm a nervous person as it is. I'm just a nervous person. You're not to me. I've known you for a little while, give or take.
Yeah, give or take a little.
Give or take a decade.
Yeah. And I can't be nervous doing what I do as a newspaper reporter,
mm-hmm.
because I need to be walking up to people all the time, strangers, and talking to them.
I heard you have a scoop.
I can't talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
I can't talk about it. We can't break it.
Mix it up. Get real.
I don't have any way to prove it right now.
Oh, I'm excited.
But I have to walk up to, you know, to grieving family sometime and talk about something that happens, death and destruction and houses are burning.
I can do that shit.
And, I'm not nervous. I'm nervous in a different way doing that. Not nervous where I get the shakes, as I did with the open mic a couple times, where I get sick afterwards.
Yeah.
But just nervous in a way, I don't want to talk to these people at this moment in their life.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe they want to share their story. Who knows? Yeah. So.
Oof. Yeah, I can't do that shit. I don't know. That'd be rough.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I just wrote a freelance article about that kind of stuff. I don't know if you saw it or I shared it online.
About talking to these people?
About talking, covering tragedies.
Oh, no,
I got a lot of good. It's on the Letter Red. TheLetterRed.net.
I was going to say, plug that shit.
Duh. But I just wrote about that. Because I covered a fire in December. And I talk about covering that fire,
mm-hmm.
and a 13-year-old girl died in the fire,
oh.
and just my thought process as I was going through it,
mm-hmm.
because you talk to people about this girl, and then you go and visit her locker at school, and I go and learn things about this girl, and suddenly I'm grieving for this girl that I never even met, and so situations like that.
Did you cover the whole the fucking
super murderer?
Yeah, the super murderer.
I've covered some, not a lot. I've done some video of their perp walks.
Yeah.
And
give a quick breakdown, just a few sentence synopsis of what happened.
I'm sure our listeners have heard of it by now.
Well,
it's gone national.
From
it's
global.
It's gone national. It's gone international.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, but if you haven't heard, Miranda and Elliot Barber are accused of murdering Troy LaFiera in our area, and Miranda gave an interview to a local newspaper, not ours, not mine, not the one I work for. She gave an interview to them while she was in jail, saying that she was a Satanist and that she was a super murderer, killing at least 22 people, but maybe less than 100.
Where all at?
Alaska, Texas, California, and North Carolina, I believe.
How old is she?
She's 19.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for her. Yeah.
She is nuts.
So, yeah, I've covered some of that. I've covered a little bit. The day after it happened, the day after the guy was found dead,
yeah.
I went and I did a story I went and visited the people who found him in their backyard and talked to them for a while. Mm. And
where was that?
Sunbury.
Okay.
Skeezy town across the tracks.
No, you can like. It was in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Yeah, but whatever.
So yeah, I went to talk to them. I spent like an hour knocking on every door in that area, trying to find somebody who might have heard something that day. And finally, they were home. The couple who lived there,
mm-hmm.
and who found it, and they took me to the backyard. They showed me where they found him. The guy took a photo of him and showed me that.
Why? Not why did he show you? Why did he take a photo?
Why did people take photos of crazy, weird things all the time?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking if some murder victim was dumped in my backyard, I'm not going to take a picture of it.
I'm sure he called the police first. I would hope. I would hope that they called the police first, and then were like, well, we got nothing to do until the police get here.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know, maybe they took a photo for the police or something. Just to, like, say something got moved. I don't know. That's weird. That seems weird to me.
Yeah. I mean, the whole story is weird.
Bizarre.
It's a bizarre story, and it gets weirder and weirder every time somebody else opens their mouth.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I've been realizing.
This is, like, their fourth story that they've told now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I heard they went to a strip club after they murdered the guy.
Supposedly, yeah.
And all this weird shit.
Yeah, I should be careful what I say, because I don't want to get sued, but I have...
Allegedly.
I'm convinced that they probably did this one, Troy.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that they did... I wouldn't put it past her for maybe even doing another one.
Oh, yeah.
But
22.
22 doesn't make any sense.
No.
Especially seeing how sloppy this one was.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, this was just like a mess.
It was a mess. And it either A, they wanted to get caught, or B, they just didn't know what they were doing.
That's what I think. It doesn't, yeah. I don't know.
And maybe they wanted to get caught based upon how much they're talking to the media.
Yeah.
Maybe they wanted the attention, maybe they loved the attention, then who knows. But just based upon the fact that he was dumped in the middle of the city.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. Like, they just dumped
him. There's a river right nearby, there's woods everywhere.
Yeah, this is Central Pennsylvania.
They stole his wallet, but they left his phone and his keys.
Yes.
They left his truck where they first met. They had tons of text messages to and from each other. They went to buy cleaning supplies from a place, from Walmart, that has a ton of cameras.
Yeah, that just seems... Yeah, they didn't kill 22 people.
But. So...
Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh god, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money, and we can buy new microphones, buy new cars, and buy a cruise ship, and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
All that
Justin,
does.
I hope you know shit just got real.
Shit just got real, yeah.
On the way here, Justin's like, is shit gonna get real?
I was excited for shit to get real, man.
Shit always gets real.
Shit always gets real, man.
Alright, I think I'm actually going to end this one here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah?
You have to get going somewhat
soon. What time is it?
It's about 20 of 6.
Really?
Yeah.
We got 20 minutes.
Alright, well, I thought you had to be somewhere at 6.
No, 6:30.
Oh, cool. Anyway.
We can keep talking about news, if you want.
Yeah, I'm just trying to lighten the mood, not talk about so much murder.
Okay. can we talk about Satanism?
Sure, I don't give a fuck. Why not? I'm going to say right now, my concept of what Satanism is are the goth kids in high school that wrote poetry a lot and sat in corners that just are atheists but just want to belong to a group. I don't discount... I discount all religion as being silly. And just to me, Satanism is not an evil thing. It's just people who don't like Christianity, who are opposed to it, who are just rebelling against it and calling themselves Satanists. Like, true, quote-unquote, like, Levian Satanism is just atheists who have a code.
Yeah.
A moral code.
The Satanist, the Church of Satan decided that they needed to release a press release to make sure that people knew that they weren't associated with Satan.
Yeah.
Or Miranda Barber.
Yeah, or murder in general.
Or murder in general.
Yeah. They're just nice little goth kids.
It just... I get...
No offense to any Satanist listeners.
Yeah, no offense. I'm sure we have a lot of them. We, I looked up some of their stuff and learned that they are atheists who don't believe in hell, heaven, Jesus, any of that, any of the religions.
I was just going to ask, and I don't know why you would, but have you read the Satanic Bible?
I haven't.
I haven't. And yeah, it's just all in there. It's all this, like
see,
it's just silly shit.
What confuses me and humors me in my life is if I were to start a religion or to start a movement and I wanted to get people on my side.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call it Satanism.
Oh, see, from what I know, though, or from what I know about, like, Anton Zenderlevay, whatever his name was, he's the guy that started it. I think it was meant as, like, almost a satire. It was meant as just, like, a
satire in the vein of Flying Spaghetti Monster?
Yes.
Monster.
But yeah, I was actually going to bring
Monster.
Up, I was going to bring up, like, yeah, the Church of FSM, the Flying Spaghetti Monster Church. Just not quite as ridiculous, but I thought it was just meant as, I thought it was started, it wasn't meant to be like I don't think it was supposed to have a Bible, it wasn't supposed to have followers in a church, I thought it was just more of a satire on going against
maybe
the conventions of Christianity, just saying, you know, alright, well instead of like all the holier than thou, all the negative views that people have on Christianity, or some people have on Christianity, I thought it was just meant like, alright, we're going to take out all this, make our own 9 rules instead of your 10 commandments, and just have all the rules go against, it's all about, not nihilism, hedonism, essentially, you know, like, just living for yourself, living to be, I'm going to be a good person, it's pretty much all, the whole belief is based on the golden rule, just treat others how you want to be treated, essentially, and just frowning upon stupidity. Just, if there's a dumb person or someone who...
Bill and I had a long conversation the other night about the golden rule, and I don't even want to get into it because I got so frustrated.
Oh.
But I just wanted to shout out to Bill. Bill knows what I'm talking about.
But, yeah, like, it's just...
I get that it's supposed to be, like, their goals are to spread goodness and not a to free thinking, you know, and I get that.
But why Satan?
But why pick the one character, and we can call him a character, that's fine.
Here. Sure, whatever.
The one character in human history, or in human mythology and human stories,
whatever, yeah,
that represents evil.
Yeah, but...
and that just is so weird to me. And it just seems like you're opening it up to a whole thing of, like, being continuously confused by everybody on planet Earth.
But see, I think...
to be like... oh, you're a Satanist.
See, to LaVey, though, I think Satan represented free thought, because that's the whole point. Yeah. Lucifer Morningstar was cast out for having essentially free thought, because angels weren't supposed to have free thought.
Right.
Okay, I'm trying to remember, like, biblically, were angels given free thought?
Free will.
Free will. Because I thought originally they were given free will, but then it was taken from them once he rebelled.
It's not clear.
Yeah, and that's all in like Catholic mythology.
The popular theory is that angels originally had free will, but now they don't.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, they would have had to have free will if a 1/3 of them decided to follow Lucifer.
Yeah.
So.
See, and then that's my thing. I thought originally his whole thing was just that Satan represented the concept of free thought and rebellion, in a sense, or rebellion against the system, rebellion against the man. And so, again, it was just a whole... it was meant as a satire. It was meant on, all right, we're going to follow the rebel as opposed to the lawmaker.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
And again, I think it was just taken way out of context eventually by creepy goth kids.
Maybe.
And again, I'm the kid who bought that goddamn Bible when I was like 16, so I have no room to speak here. I'm not talking down on anyone. You know, great. Do your thing. Whatever makes you happy, fantastic. But just that is how I view it personally.
I just don't think Satanists should be surprised
that people look down on them
when people look at them and go, "Oh, I bet they follow Satan."
Yeah,
I bet they're sacrificing.
Yeah,
and stuff,
or just like, you know? Yeah, when there's a murder happens, like, and they say they're a Satanist because they want to get away with it, or just,
and they're like, "Whoa, come on now, don't associate us with murder."
Yeah, we're all about Satan. Exactly.
It's like I think I was telling Bill, like, my point is that you wouldn't start a religion called Christianity and then not follow Christ. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Or I wouldn't start a religion of Mike Carpenter.
Sure.
And then be like, you know what, we don't follow anything about Mike Carpenter.
But and again, like,
but I get what they're doing.
Again, like, to them though,
it's still weird.
If their view on what Satan is just as a rebellious person that follows free thought, then I guess to them, like, maybe your view on what Satan is and their view on what Satan is different. But again, most of them are atheists in the first place.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I get that.
Yeah.
There's this really cool one of my favorite books, actually, called I, Lucifer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did I ever tell you about that?
I know what it is. I've not read it, but...
it's so good.
Yeah, I've heard.
I first learned about
it. Who wrote it?
Glenn Duncan, right. Or...
Are you just saying Duncan because we're in Dunkin' Donuts?
No, no, it is Duncan. It's either Glenn Duncan
just got
or Den Glunkin. No, seriously. I think the author, whatever the author's name is, the person in the book is the opposite, like an anagram or something of his name.
I hope it's Den Glunkin.
Den Glunkin. But it's so good.
Yeah.
I learned about it in college, and it's about this writer who kills himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lucifer is given a deal by God, mm-hmm. saying, if you can live your life on earth as a human, free of sin, and be righteous and whatever, and then die in a good way,
mm-hmm.
or die without being evil, basically,
sure.
Then you can enter the gates of heaven, and all is forgiven. Because, you know, God, the whole forgiveness thing is kind of his thing. And so he says, sure, why not? Let's try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he inhabits a guy who just tried to kill himself and then lives his life in a really... He starts writing Lucifer's story through this guy and starts living this really crazy, debaucherous life of everything of drug, rock, sex, and rock and roll. And he tells the story of Adam and Eve, and he tells the story of the crucifixion, and he tells the story of the Inquisitions,
mm-hmm.
through Satan's eyes, like through his own side of the story. It's basically Lucifer's side of the story.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's so interesting. And being a Christian, it's weird to read that and consider it interesting.
Yeah.
But it caused a whole lot of crazy feels in my life, because
I remember you reading it.
Yeah, it was so good. And the one thing I've always thought is, like, you know, what if it wasn't necessarily that he was trying to take over?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if he wasn't trying to be better than God, but what if he just was sitting there, standing there, flying there
with his
angel buds,
with his four wings.
Yeah, with his four wings, with his seraphim wings, his archangel wings, and you know, they're all singing the 97th verse of Holier Than Thou or whatever, and he's just like looking around like, why are we doing this? What's the point? And then it gets me to thinking, like, what if I'm there and I'm singing the 97th verse and I look around and I'm going, what's the point of all this? And that weirds me out to think about.
And then you get cast out.
Yeah.
And you become the next Satan. And then murderers start blaming you.
What if I am Satan?
I think you might.
What if this is a time loop?
She just got real.
Guys, I think I'm Satan.
You heard it here first. Justin Strasser is Satan.
But definitely read that book.
What if you're
if you ever get... What if I am?
Do you have a head wound? You're bald. Does that count?
I don't have hair growing here, so it's possibly that I got shot there once.
I know if you've had stitches or something.
Here. On my lips.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Where were you born? I'm trying to remember. There's like a bunch of like prerequisites to being the Antichrist. I think you have to have Eastern European descent.
Yeah. German.
Mm.
I got German descent.
Boom.
I think you have to have the mark of the beast.
I'm not searching it. Don't make me do it.
Don't make me do it.
When's your birthday? June 6th.
I was going to say June 6th.
1966.
I was born at 6 o'clock.
I was born at 7:06.
I was born at 6:66.
That's 7:06.
Yeah, that makes more sense than mine. In the morning, though.
Well, naturally.
Yeah.
And Eastern Standard.
I'm not Satan. Just if anyone's wondering, I'm definitely not.
Possible. Oh, this is fun. All right, I'm ending it now.
All right.
I want to end it.
I think that's a good place to end.
All right, so... Oh, plugs. What do you have to plug?
I have a podcast with Dylan and Bill on the Popular Outcast Network. It's called Serving Ice. It's easy to find us. Just find us. I also plug The Letter Red. You can find theletterred.net. You can find some of my articles there that I've written in the last couple weeks.
And Bill's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bill writes some there.
I think Kelsey might have some there or is going to soon.
I think Kelsey has been talking about it.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And our friend, my friend Emily.
Friend Emily.
Friend Emily, yeah. She's got some there as well. And anything else? Read I, Lucifer. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I want to read that. I have to read the next. I just finished, well, we'll talk about it later. Whatever. Anything else?
Nope.
All right.
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter, the jealous one.
Yeah. I'm going to say, follow me on Twitter at Mike Shit.
Mike Shit.
I'm not going to say the number out loud. You know where to call me. I think everyone knows how to fucking get at me.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
By now.
I haven't used Snapchat in a while, because I've been lazy.
Yeah.
But whatevs. Yeah, whatever. Plug. You know where to get me.
You know where to find us.
Thanks for listening.
Hooray. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hooray.
Oh, it wasn't on purpose.